And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this show is being made in conjunction with my heating coming on.
Hey!
Yeah, completely forgot that I have my heating set from 7 at night until 11, right? And we have just started, and as we started I heard the boiler click in, so I'm going to get warmer as the show goes on.
Ooh, oh nice. Yes.
Ooh. Right, so I've had quite an interesting and varied week. I'm particularly interested in the Heisenberg uncertainty. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's brilliant. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Right now, it's time for Hit Bone Slim. I'm a primitive man in a primitive land. Got a primitive club right in my hand. When the sun goes down, I rock around. Turn a primitive stomp to the primitive sound. Got a primitive still full of primitive booze. Hard to save it to the tiger eating dinosaur meat. Get real gone to a primitive beat. Hit Bone Slim and Knee Tremblers, Tony, in Primitive Rock.
Nice.
From their brand new album on Voodoo Rhythm Records. Nice to hear from Voodoo Rhythm again. We've got something else in there at the end of the show as well. It's from, as I say, the new album, which is called The Neanderthal Sounds of Hit Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. Neanderthal being K-N-E-E, Anderthal, like what they've done there. London's finest garage rock blues madness rockabilly super blokes who are, I think, gigging constantly, or at least they've got some in soon, and I should have more information than that. But they're nice folks, and I like them, and this is a great new album. We played quite a bit off their last album, which, if I'm not mistaken, had a couple of cover versions on it, but this one hasn't got any on, and it's very, very well worth a listen. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
Is it just myspace.com/hipboneslim?
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet Nil. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
And now it's time, I'm proud to say, for the third week in a row, I think, MySpace latest comments.
Wow.
Clearly. The Scottish expression for bawling, crying, moaning is greeting. my MySpace greeting has clearly paid off, because you're all leaving MySpace comments now. It's brilliant. Thank you all so much. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please do leave a comment for us. I like to get them because they lead to funny things. For example, the ongoing slightly odd conversation we're having with Glenn Davenport. Right, Glenn is leaving his little MySpace messages, then we're talking about them on air, and he's responding via MySpace.
Right,
if you see what I mean.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit like having a chat with a deaf bloke at a computer. I think, anyway. Anyway, so just to recap, Glenn's mum accused us of being communists.
All right, okay.
Right, and it's been going on and on, and I said, look, this can't be right. You can't accuse me of being that. Because just because someone might say something anti-American does not make them a communist, as discussed. What about Islamic Jihad? And anyway, the latest thing to come back from Glenn's was, sorry to let you down. I can only guess on her logic when she says things like that. She works nights, so lack of sleep impedes on her reasoning occasionally. Thanks, Glenn. I think we've put that on a bed, really. Let's face it, your mum's a sleep-deprived mentalist. So, next up, MySpace Let's Go this week. This has come through from Cybercrime. It's Goopa Goopa, gents. It is I, Cybercrime. You read out comments from me 2 weeks running. Milky Pants, Milky Pants. Thanks for that, and thanks for two more top-notch shows. Paulie, I think your word of the week, Black Forest Chateau, was brilliant. It happens to me all the time. I'm frequently appalled and horrified at the gargantuan capacity of my colon. I see a great graphic novel featuring you two, the bespectacled superhero versus the arse of death. Keep up the great work, guys. Apoog, apoog, Cybercrime. Yeah, I hadn't read all the way down that one. I'm not sure about you being the bespectacled superhero and me being the arse of death, although I would naturally be more likely to be the villain than the hero in any fantasy piece. So probably justified in Tony. Looks like you're going to have to... What superpowers would you have, Tony? The power to think quickly.
Ability to cry at a moment's notice.
Captain Emo.
Yeah.
20,000 leagues under the sea of his tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. Fuck it, we'll go with it. Right, anyway, this one's you'll like this one, Tony. This is part one of two separate comments from the same guy. It will become apparent. Paul, thank you for increasing our listenership. Punky is indeed a force to be reckoned with. Now we are also on Podcast Alley, so we will be asking our few listeners to vote for Punky because it's funnier that way. I harassed Tony because I have requested, nay, begged, for some of his music to play on our show, and apparently we are just not up to his manly standards. By the way, skip ahead on the listening and check out Kuru Radio Episode 6. We discuss strange things Dr. Mark has found in vaginas. It will have to be a regular feature. My niece's band, Mystic Knights, they're not someone who was found in... my niece's band, Mystic Knights of the Cobras, did the song Thanks for the Blowjob. They're on MySpace. Check them out. Great show as always, you communist, Jeff Ugly Shoes on Kuru Radio. And, Jeff, look, I don't know whether you've been listening to the show recently, Jeff, but I can't be fucking bothered to go and check out MySpace profiles. Just get to send us the MP3 or indeed send it yourself, and we will replay that song on our show for people who haven't heard Kuru Radio, and it'll be an excuse to an advert for you because it is great. And then the next comment, also from Jeff. Tony, apparently I owe you an apology. After listening to the last episode of Punky with most of the Kuru crew, Karaoke Joe, open brackets, who is in fact gay, close brackets, pointed out that pole smoking isn't a bad thing and that he seriously doubts Tony would be doing it. And I trust his judgment in that. Everyone in the crew points out that Dr. Mark is in fact the cheapest bastard on the planet who would do almost anything to avoid spending 1 cent on anyone but himself. You do not even come close to his miserly ways. I don't call Dr. Mark a cheap bastard. Well, not often anyway. So therefore, it was unfair of me to call you one. I humbly offer my apologies to you, Tony. Now send me some of your music to play on my show, you cheap, milky pants git. Your friend, Jeff Ugly Shoes. I have a couple of points to make here, Tony. First of all, in both of those comments, Senor Ugly Shoes has spelled apparently appallingly incorrectly. APARRANTLY is not even close. Ugly Shoes, I bet you can spell vampire. And secondly, I bet you can smell. Fuck it, shut up, Paul. And secondly, my only experience of Dr. Mark was a restaurant in Columbus, Mississippi. Mm. Well, if I'm not mistaken, he did pick up the check for the burgers.
All right. Okay.
I'm not sure about that. I could be wrong, I'm happy to be put straight. I was not hungover so much as still pissed from the amount of booze that we'd had the night before. So it may be that I've just got that completely wrong. Last up, and I'm a little bit disappointed here. I know that I asked you to look into the scheduling stroke scheduling, depending on where you're from in the world of us on various internet radio stations this week, which of course you've done, haven't you, Johnny?
Oh, piss.
In that case, then I can't really have a go here. When I hear goober, goober, it's goober, 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 goober. How are my favourite anti-American communists doing? Congratulations on 1 year on Rogue Radio. Rock on. Can you believe it? We've been on there for a year. I had no idea. I thought we'd been on about 3 months. Oh, dear. So, yeah, so I was about to have a go there, but actually, well done, Rogue Radio, for bothering to listen and do things we don't ask you to, when there was only one thing Tony had to do this week, and he has, of course, failed.
Yeah.
Well, never mind, April. You'll have plenty of time to redeem yourself later on in the show, because there are other tasks that you have on a weekly basis, cinders. And I imagine when you've sorted out the week from the chat, that's from Podcast Alley, after the next song, which is coming up right now. This is one from those lovely people. That's not skanking.
Okay.
Which I've just put to one side and lost. No, I have. It's back. This is from the Hostiles, who we played before. In fact, I think you might have had a listen through to their stuff with me when you were here in the Highwayman's Lodge last. It's a fantastic album called Always Looking Forward. We're playing track 3 this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Hostiles MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Hostiles?
No, MySpace.com/Hostile Scar. Okay. Paulie V, Internet 1, Tony 1. It's all casual. Speaking of Jeff Ugly Shoes, Tony, you're now listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Cool.
That was The Hostiles. We'll probably play another track off that album in a few weeks' time. It's excellent. It's one of those ones that you can just kind of pick any track of it, really. Really, really good album. Check them out. And it is a return once again to my enthusiasm with brass sections. And there is more brass coming up in the show as well. I forgot to mention in the last bit that I... but last night listens to the latest edition of XY Rocks podcast from the lovely Marcus, and I left them an iTunes review because they hadn't had any yet, and I left them the, well, they hadn't had any on UK iTunes anyway.
Right.
And I left them the first one on UK iTunes. It's an excellent show. He keeps things very brief, but it's kind of, he has a kind of a train of thought going on through the show. So he plays six or seven songs, and there's one subject that he keeps coming back to all the way through it, and it starts off sounding a bit random and makes more and more sense as it goes on. And I have to say, what a very thoughtful, intelligent and truly left field man the boy Marcus is. The music is a bit more pop punk than what we do.
Right, okay.
So any of you pop punk listeners out there, or people who listen to Hussy Skunk, the internet radio station that we're on that Tony's done no research about this week, well, one of three, would almost certainly like the XY Rocks podcast as well. So do check it out. Go to iTunes and type in XY Rocks and you'll find it. That's how I did it. Right, and so have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your podcast, Ali, comments so far this month. We are only early in March so far, so we've got only a week in, so you've got plenty of time to vote for us if you haven't so far this month. So do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, it's important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we'll read them out. Any of the top five for this week. Thank you for all who's voted so far. Vote. Here's your vote. Pair of ladyboys, keep it up. From Dr. Spoon. Thank you, Dr.
We've
Spoon.
We've been to Button Moon. We follow Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. I'll wear a dress on Fridays. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon.
Thank you. Punky vote.
Was that Elvis on Button Moon just then?
Yeah.
Button Moon. Oh.
Happy 32.
I'd like to see they're going to set my soul. Going to set my soul on fire in zero gravity. Uh-huh.
Punky vote. Happy 3010 birthday, Paulie B. Bill from New York.
Thank you, Bill. That reminds me. I must put all those CDs in the post.
All right.
I promised them that you get them before Easter. I'm running out of time. I'll endeavour to do it this week.
Is it a month for Easter? It's about a month away, isn't it?
Less than that, my friend. Less than that.
All right. Okay.
No, just let. No, yeah. It's
April.
Yeah, you're right. Easter Monday's in 4 weeks' time, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a calendar month the way it should be. Not a calendar month. A moon month. It's a moon month. A lunar month. It's a moon month. It's a moon month.
Gooper a poog. Listen to it. Unless you are some mainstream smacktard, then fuck off. From Vom Stieg. Thank you.
I can but agree.
Yeah.
Although, of course, technically the Gooper should have been at the start and the poog at the end, but we'll let that go.
That is true.
Textbook.
Here's my monthly voting return. Keep on spreading that punkiness, happiness, uniting fans, bands and podcast listeners around the world. Graham Holland from It's a Fox Life. Fan, bands and podcast listeners. Okay.
Ah, Graham! I still wish that Arshavin had not signed for Arsenal but had signed for Liverpool. It would have been brilliant. Because Andre Arshavin playing for Liverpool. Arshavin! Have you seen Arshavin? Is he with I, Graham? I'm a child.
Always vote for Slow. Good guy.
But I always vote for him, Tony.
That is true, actually.
Two-way traffic. Do you vote for him?
No.
No, you fuck all.
Nah.
You don't vote for people who vote for us. Because you could really help him out there, because you could get two votes off us. But no. Tony's too busy doing nothing, working or moving flat. Spend a bit of time to vote for Graham. I'll do all the work. You moaning last week. Oh, I'll do so much work after you've gone to bed, Paul. Do you fuck? I'm 90% punky, 10% the rest of my life. You, Paul, you just sit there talking and all the magic happens.
Did I say that?
Must have been tired.
In my head. My head's a dangerous place for you, Tony, at most times.
Okay.
You should spend half an hour voting for a few of these people, because I vote for them every month and they vote for us.
It's true.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. And finally, hey, Smacktards. To get comments read, it helps to mention the underlying attraction between Paulie B and Tony. It must be why you use Skype, so you're not in the same room. Great job on the beds, Milky Pants! Steve Ovitz.
Well, Stivovitz. That's actually the same backwards if you look at it, Stivovitz, Tone.
Yeah.
Try saying it backwards. It's a palindrome of a name.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'm good with the words this week. Yeah, we have to make it by Skype, actually, because there's so much electricity in the room when
sparkles.
We're both there. It's tangible.
Yeah.
It's safer all round. Because you wouldn't want either the treehouse or the Hyman's Lodge going up in flames.
God, no.
Yeah. You're like Magneto in my presence.
Big shiny purple helmet. Oh, no.
I don't know. Next song alert.
That's it for podcast, Ali.
Thank the Lord. Next song. This is the last one we're going to be playing from this fabulous album, Love is Psychosis. This is Calusa, Moving Too Slow. Starting now.
Yes.
Right. I'm starting now. Right. That was Calusa. Right. We're moving too slow. From their album, Love is Psychosis. I have not just snorted a line of coke. I just got a bit of phlegm in the back of my throat there and decided to sniff it into my nasal passages rather than following it.
Nice.
It's led to some slightly unusual sensations in my noggin. Now, the reason I say that's the last one we're going to play off that is because we've played loads of it. And I don't want you all just to hear the whole album on the show. I want you to go and buy it. So, and the best way to do that is to go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Calusa Rock.
Yeah, or is it Calusa Rocks?
I can't remember.
I'm going to give you that, Tone.
Okay.
Because I'd put down Calusa Rocks, but it could be Calusa Rock. And for the sake of a letter this week, I'm going to let you off. So it's Tony 2, Point of View, the Internet 1. They will be in our MySpace top friends for the whole of this week, so that you will be able to find them through there if you can't find them through our crap reading outs of their MySpace pages. You're listening to... And I was saying from Minneapolis, and then I've been saying they're from Chicago, and then I said I didn't know. It's a roughly Midwestern vector, because they recorded the album in Minneapolis, but on their MySpace page it did say they were from Chicago. So I'm none the wiser. Maybe they're from Madison, Wisconsin, but don't like to admit it.
Okay.
Don't even know if that's halfway, but it's not quite halfway. But anyway, I know what I'm talking about. You listen to Project Marv on the releases right now. Any news on the Project Marv?
No, last I heard from the Marv, he moved to Newark.
Well, I imagine he's moved to Newark, Tony.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's still going to record or come back here to record or said he would be Newark to record, I don't know. No idea. Get in touch, Marv.
Yeah, don't bother.
Okay.
So you're still great at your instrumentals, Marv. You just need someone in to sing on them. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far this month. I ran out last week, so I did put out a last minute Facebook alert, and you came in droves. Thank you very much. But I still need more, obviously. And it's an insatiable appetite for twat. It's the one that I've got. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason.
They've not built a twat big enough yet that the bespectacled superhero cannot handle.
That's right. Ability to cry a moment's notice. Tony. Like it. I'm good at
that. Was okay. Tony, the building's on fire and there are children on the roof.
What about me? What about my problems?
Oh, fair enough. This is from Kayla, who emailed a few weeks ago and nominated a mum, I think.
Different Kayla to the Kayla conspiracy.
Yeah, a new Kayla.
This is what I'm calling the Northern Kayla. Yankee Kayla. Yankayla. I'm calling her Yankayla.
Okay. Cool.
As opposed to the more traditional Southern Belle originally of Jacksonville, Florida. Or somewhere around there.
Okay. Well, here we go. Another nomination for Isa Twat. Surely you remember me stating in the last email.
Never heard of you. Sorry.
Saying in the last email that my family holds poker nights on Friday month. Well, this is a twat named Jesse. He used to come to them before we banned him for being a twat. Anyway, he played for a long time, as we always invited him.
Tony.
Yes?
Not Twatty Jesse.
Twatty Jesse. That's the one. He's our friend through my dad's work. And then one night, a big hand went down. He folded out of the hand and was very curious to know what the other man's playing style was.
Let me just stop you right there.
Okay.
Just for one second there, I thought this was going to descend into paedophilia.
It's not.
When the big hand went down. Oh dear. What time does Michael Jackson go to bed? When the big hand touches the little hand. You not heard that joke
no.
before? No, fair enough.
Nice.
Sorry, be quiet, Paul.
So he folded out of the hand and was very curious to know what the other man's playing style was. So the other man went all in and bought the pot without having to show his hand. Jesse was very interested to know what this man might have had. It just so happened that Jesse was next to deal. He gathered all the cards and lifted them up to shuffle. From this position, it was possible for him to see the bottom cards, and he had just so happened to have to stash the guy's cards at the bottom of the pack. This was picked up on by my mum, who made a comment. To this, Jesse acted ruffled and surprised, a dead giveaway. The incident was left, though after Jesse had gone back home, my mum told everyone that he had done what he did, everyone forgot, and all was okay. Then a few months later, he repeated the same act, and this time it was caught by everyone, since they were all aware that he had done it once before. The twat still denied doing it, and made himself a complete liar and sore loser in everyone's eyes. Your call, really, but I think that Jesse Remick from Montpelier, Vermont, is a twat.
thanks for Punky, Kayla Robinson. I think that's fair.
Yeah, right? That's bad form. That's bad. That's bad card form.
If you need someone. Cards, you buy them, don't you? You pay for it.
Yeah, or someone can choose to show them, but if they don't, if the thing's over and you folded without seeing them, they don't have to show them.
Nah.
That's it. And you shouldn't be trying to look. Ultimately, it's not really going to teach you anything, because they might have bluffed that one out, and the one before they might have had a fantastic end. You don't know. That's poker.
That's poker. Yeah. And this is Punky. That's poker.
That's right, yeah. So, they're completely justified.
Yep. So, Jesse Remick from Montpellier, Vermont, Canada, I assume.
No.
Isn't it?
No, Tony. Vermont is in. It's one of the states in New England.
Ah. I'm rubbish at geography. We're good at crying.
Try again.
So, Jesse Remick from Montpellier, Vermont, in America.
America?
It's America. Yeah,
you're going to get this right.
Is
this
in America?
Be like, no, but this is the way he said in. I thought he said in the America.
In America.
Think you're going to say the United States of America. Listen, this is going to be like Monty Python's Life of Brian. Now, write it down 100 times or I'll cut your balls off. Go for it again. Third time lucky, Tony. You can do it.
Oh, then if I can, I'm going to cry.
Kid Blur.
Kid Blur. Jesse Remick, Montpellier, Vermont, USA.
Is a twat. And relax.
Relax now.
And what better way to relax than with a little bit of Cock Sparrow? This is from their Guilty as Charged album that was remixed and re-everything and repackaged and put on CD in 2009. And we've played a couple of tracks off this before, but I thought we'd revisit this week, you know, because we've got some like brand new stuff from up and coming bands, and let's have one of these old classics that are still going, still rocking, and still bringing out great stuff. The latest album is very, very good, but I'd say the reissues are worth getting hold of as well. What one of those, Tony? What is Cock Sparrow's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cock Sparrow.
MySpace.com/Cock Sparrow Punk. That's probably been on the internet too, Tony, too. And you'll love this song. The lyrics of this song are great. This is called I Fit Central Heating.
We'll be right back. they can't believe their eyes. My man ain't got no right sex, and I don't charge me OT. I only deal in ready cash, don't ask me for receipts. I will back you boy like a chess system rid of it. You can have my tool bag, I think that's only fair. And those housewives just can't get enough. They'll tell me do it one more time, please. Bang it on the wall, screw it to the floor. Do it one more time, please. Let me see you do it in the mirror wardrobe door. Do it one more time, please. Bang it on the wall, screw it to the floor. Do it one more time.
Sparrow. Always forget their MySpace.
It doesn't matter. They're fairly well known.
Yeah, true.
And they'll be in our top friends. Nice boys, actually. And I have got a bit of information that I'll be talking about maybe next week. From okay. Paul B. You might remember Paul B, who reckoned he might have been the oldest listener to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be going to see them. And has just found out that the... I think it's the lead singer's either brother or nephew or uncle, it's certainly male, works with him.
Oh, nice one.
Or something. So yeah. He's got a lot of backstage and all sorts of things going on, and he's invited me down with him. I think it might be March the 26th, I think. 26th, 27th, something like that, okay. In London Town. Looks like a good gig.
Cool.
I doubt I'll be able to go, but if I can, I would love to. Anyway, I'm sorry. As well as not remembering about that this week, I also tell you, I can't remember a fucking thing about our sponsors, GoDaddy. Do you think to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I've also failed to update the bed so far, you could maybe talk to me, Harry Winston, and tell me all about them?
I'll give it a go. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And GoDaddy makes it very easy to build your site with their website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what the fuck is an SSL?
They're SLs.
Right.
And they'll protect your customers' details.
Well, obviously they're beyond protection.
Well, hopefully not.
I might have fucked.
Oh dear. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8, that's...
PUNKY8.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more, and why is that particularly good?
That exchange rate, baby.
That's better. And also, there's PUNKY9, that's...
PUNKY9.
And that gives you 30% off all .com domains. And there's now three additional codes.
Fucking hell.
Exactly. Firstly, Punky20H. That's...
Punky20H.
And that will give you 20% off hosting plans. And secondly, there's Punky25. That's...
Punky25. Did you just say head implants?
Hosting plans.
Oh, I thought you said head implants.
I don't think they do head implants yet. Sure.
Go Daddy.
Sure they could, though. And if they did, we'd have a code for it.
Been turning you into the Borg since 2010.
Punky 25 will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally, Punky SSL. That's
Punky Cell.
And that with that code.
Oh, I'm good.
With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
What a load of fucking bargains!
It is, isn't it.
Screaming Banshee Air Crew. including Banshee Aircrew, Tony, and Treasure from their album Fishnet Messiah. Again, we played a few songs off, going right back to when we had our fabulous show on that shitty local radio station. When we played on Halloween, Hello Mr. Hyde, fantastic song. That is Treasure, one of 16 tracks. I'm sure that Insane Star will like it. She'll be coming up shortly. If really? I have anything to do with it. And what I want to know is, what is Screaming Banshee Aircrew's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Screaming Banshee Aircrew.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and Internet 2. And I fancied a bit of goth, because I know that there's a gig guide coming up that could have a little bit of sort of gothiness in it. And I knew that Insane Style was in there, and it just made perfect fucking sense. And Screaming Banshee Aircrew are great. Well, they probably won't like me calling them a goth band, will they? It'll probably be gothic evolved electronic rock or some subgenre. But it's good old goth as far as I'm concerned. Decent album. Make sure that you check them out. This album's a few years old. I think it goes out about 2005, maybe. But and I don't know whether they've got any new stuff out. If you're listening, Screaming Banshee Aircrew, and you've got anything new out, send us it to Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266. What's probably SG69BR. That'll get there. And they're in the UK, so they don't need to put UK on it. Might need to add it for stupid Parcel Force, who I will talk about in a little while. But who said that our P.O. Box didn't exist. I tried to explain to them that other people have found it did for 2 years, and that was the discussion. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the page this week, Tony. I have some comedy suburbs now. If you have a joke to send us in, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, comedy suburbs. That's what Kayla did of Vermont, China. This goes a short one that I made up, and no one else thinks it's funny, but I do. What is the oldest oxymoron? Billy Mays. Yeah, not funny, I suppose. Kayla.
Right.
I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it at all. I don't get that at all.
No.
No idea.
Oh, well.
But then, hey, I must be no one else. Because, I'm not no one else. Because no one else thinks it's funny. But thank you for trying. And I'm sure it is funny if I knew who Billy Mays was, but I've got absolutely no idea. Right, next up then, from the As Promised Insane Star. A friend has been bombarding me with text jokes, so here's another one of the funny ones. A chap walks into a job centre and tells the girl, "I'm hardworking, honest and desperate for a job." The assistant replies, "That's fortunate, we've just got one in. We need a chauffeur for a billionaire, which includes looking after his twin nympho daughters whilst on overseas trips. It comes with a salary of £200,000 a year." The chap says, "You're bullshitting me." And the girl replies, "Well, you fucking started it."
Nice.
And last up, from Woody B3. Go, Woody B3. What did Paulie B say to his chambermaid, Antoinette?
I don't know.
Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
Hey.
Cheeky. Nice finish. You'd never... I'll end up being your fucking chambermaid in that money, you know. You're like the psycho pounds these days. Now then, Tony. So, as I've already hinted at, have you got any guide of gigness in the perhaps dark way this week?
I do. So, it's from Russ, of course. So,
which must mean it's time for Tony's International Russ Guide. Massive cork!
Greetings, turd burglars, apparently. Bedfisher's biggest gothic gathering is back this Saturday, the 13th of March. Resident DJs Nephilim Babe and Coven Alex for its first zombie special. So get your fake blood and latex out and limp down to the Hat Factory and help raise the dead. First prize for the best dressed dead, and zombie cocktails available through the night. The Coven of the Hat Factory.
Tony, I'll just show up like I normally do, look like a fucking zombie anyway.
Could get yourself a better prize. You could do.
Oh, could you?
9 p.m. to 2 a.m. £5. More details, log on to myspace.com/thecovenuk.
It'll be brilliant, and I will almost certainly be there. But there is something else going on that night as well, which I have to tell you about, which is at Remix Nightclub in Hitchin this Saturday, and it's Shake Your Hips. If you like the exotica that DJ Roch plays at my cabaret gigs, that's on. I think that's a fiver to get in as well, and they've got two rooms. and it will be a very, very good night. But I am more than likely going to go to the Coven, but that would be an excellent alternative for people in the Hitchin area. Just thought I'd say that. And that obviously concludes Tony's International Russ Guide. Massive cock.
Aww.
Yeah, now, one last thing before the next song, Tony.
Okay.
I found out that I'd been sent a parcel from none other than Helen and Adrian, who are, of course, from now residing in the south of France.
Okay.
British expats who have been in quite a lot of correspondence with us over the last few weeks, and I discover are planning to come to the Psychobilly meeting in Spain this June, so I'll be looking forward to meeting them then.
Oh, nice.
But they sent me the message to say that they sent me a parcel on February the 17th, and I only got it today.
Blimey.
The reason I only got it today is because parcel force are bell ends.
Right.
I went to the PO box to find a letter from Parcel Force saying that they couldn't deliver. Now, this is going to become funnier as it explains. They couldn't deliver the parcel to the PO box because they didn't have the address. Now, hang on a minute. How would I have received the letter if it wasn't real? This is my first point. So I phoned them up and said, yeah, what do you mean you haven't got the address? The postcode's there, it's there. They go, no, the postcode doesn't exist. I said, well, the postcode must exist because I've received a letter from you addressed to the postcode, which I'm now responding to. They went, oh, well, yeah, but it doesn't exist. Our drivers can't find it. I said, well, it's the sorting office, the nearest one to the Highlands Lodge. It's quite a big sort of place.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's quite well known amongst sort of packages and letter type people. No, it doesn't exist. Look, it doesn't exist, mate. This goes on for ages, right? And eventually, three or four phone calls later, I said, look, I'm not going to be here for the next 3 days. Can you send it to my mum and dad? So I gave them the address of my folks' house. And they allegedly tried to deliver the parcel, but my mum and dad weren't in, which was lies, because my mum and dad had been in all day. They simply just posted a thing through the door to say, we tried to deliver this parcel, which my mum picked up as it came through the door, but couldn't reach the bloke before he'd got down and drive.
Yeah.
So they then phone out, and the people say, oh, we're really, really sorry. We will deliver it again tomorrow. So they wait all day the next day, nothing. So Dad phones them up, and they said, look, once we've tried to deliver something twice, you have to come and pick it up. Now, this is bollocks, because everybody, I'm pissed on that. Anyway, my dad agreed to go and get it, ultimately, and I received the package from my dad this afternoon. I opened it up. It was from Helen and Adrian, and it was a bottle of pastis.
Nice.
Fucking nice. With a little note, which I will now read out. Hi, Paul. Belated happy birthday, you old git. And also to Tony. Don't forget to save some for Tony. Enjoy and don't suffer too much. From Helen and Adrian. Well, Tony?
Yeah?
I'm going to drink all of this.
Oh.
But I am going to buy you a Cornish pasty. Seeing as that's what you thought it was anyway. And Helen and Adrian, thank you so much. That's really, really kind of you. I will toast you when I crack the bottle open. I may even do it on next week's show. I don't know yet. I may have finished it by then. I don't know. It does look particularly appetising. Because I would like to join in with one of the customs of the southern French in getting leathered on it. And I do like the sound of that, and I will report back on its effects. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, and I'll look forward to my pasty. Or pasties. I assume you...
Yeah, well, I'll buy you at some point. Okay. Or I might tell you what a nice one is and let you go by yourself.
Okay.
I particularly like the lamb and mint. I know it's controversial, not a traditional recipe, but yum, yum, lamb and mint pasty. So, time for song six, Tone. And song six this week is from a band called Frantic Flintstones, but it's not a classic Frantic Flintstones number.
Okay.
This is because it's from an album called The Mushroom Sessions, which has recently come out on CD. And it was kind of Chuck, the lead singer of the Frantic Flintstones. It was almost a side project for him with a band called The Magic Mushroom Band, as well as the Frantic Flintstones. So it wasn't classic psychobilly. It was a little bit different, and it's a very experimental album. I listened to it on the way back from gig I did in Bromley on Saturday night, and it's a lot of it sounded a bit like sort of Sandinista, It was a bit experimental clash, some of it. It's right out there. It's a really weird album. But the reason it's been brought to my attention is it was recorded in South Hill Park in Bracknell, which is where my mate Simon runs a comedy club. And in 1987, when my mate Simon was just 17 years old, he played piano. He played honky-tonk piano in some of the sessions that became this album. He's on it.
All right.
So I've picked one of the songs that Simon's on that is vaguely rock and roll and vaguely psychobilly, but very, very honky-tonk. And I thought I would offer it up for your delectation right now. What I want to know is, what is the Frantic Flintstones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frantic Flintstones?
No, MySpace.com/Frantic Flintstones MySpace.
Ah.
This is a track from said album, which is as weird as toast. Please enjoy Broke Up.
Oh, more treble moon boot.
That's Frantic Flintstones and Broke Up Tony from their Mushroom Sessions album, which is well worth a listen. I do like the Frantic Flintstones, and I do like their more traditional psychobilly stuff, and would perhaps say to you, at a first instance, maybe to look out for an album called A Nightmare on Nervous, which was their first album, which is just, I think, a fantastic album. But they have done lots and lots of stuff, and they're a very interesting band, very interesting characters. They've also got an album, which I can't remember the name of now, but it's got quite a lot of devil worship references on it. But it's also got some fantastic songs, including a great one called Smack Smack. Anyway, that's beside the point. You're now listening to Dead 60 Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the Bez this week, Tony. Because I rattled on for too long in that last section and interrupted you constantly, I'm going to whip through this bit. I was going to tell you about all the gigs I did last week, which were in Chichester, Bishop Stortford, Tavistock, Blackwood and Bromley.
Wow.
So I didn't get the chance to dress up as a naughty vicar as I wanted to. But I had abbreviated it on the little notes I've got for the show to Chich, BS, Tavi, Blackwood, Bromley. And I thought, what's BS? Is it bullshit? Oh no, Bishop Stortford. The gig in Chichester last Tuesday night made memorable for two things, really. Thing number one, the route I took to Chichester took me through a village in Sussex called Cocking, which made me laugh. And I was also on with Jim Rosenthal's son. you know, Jim Rosenthal is the boxing announcer presenter and a sports presenter who looks a little bit like David Rappaport from Time Bandit. And his son, John Rosenthal, was on the bill. I don't really want to talk about him a lot more than that. I've met his dad. His dad's really nice. Make of that what you will. Then in Bishop Stortford on the Wednesday, which is not bullshit at all, it was at a bar called JR's Bar, and I was on with Bob Mills.
And, right, okay.
And Jeff Mirza. Jeff Mirza I haven't seen for years. He did a good job, and Bob Mills was excellent as usual. And there was an open mic spot called Justin Panks, who is going to enter the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition, which I have been asked to organise and compare and promote and basically do. And I'll have details about that in a week or so's time. But if you are an up-and-coming stand-up comic or indeed would like to try stand-up comedy, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightly in there, and get Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition, and I'll see if I can get you on one of the shows. That was Wednesday. Thursday, I drove all the way to Tavistock, and thus began my weekend break of well-known sights and sounds in the UK. Historic tourist sites and such like. Because I drove past Stonehenge on the way down there, and it was just brilliant. I love driving past Stonehenge. It's fantastic. It is my favourite monument in the world, my favourite thing really in the world, my favourite structure. Absolutely love it. Not as big as you think, just brilliant. And then did the gig in Tavistock, which is absolutely great fun. And then got heartily leathered. And then the next day, on the way to South Wales, I stopped off at Castle Drogan, which is on Dartmoor, which is the National Trust's highest garden and a 1930s folly, which looks for all the world like a 300-year-old castle. Made interesting by the fact that it was officially shut, but I went in the visitor centre because I needed a poo, and the doors were open as I walked in, and the chef comes running out and, oh, I'm sorry, we're shut. What was it? He said, oh, I said, they had a conference going on in there. I said, well, can I use the public toilet? He went, yeah, no problem. He said, but don't touch the cupcakes. And I thought, what the fuck's gone on in there before? But what he meant was that they had out in the kind of the hallway bit, the lobby, if you like, they had loads of toasts, loads of sandwiches and cupcakes on and that. So I did avoid him completely. Came out of the toilet, by which time he'd locked the door that I'd come through. But there was another door open, so I went through that one that was kind of a back door. Thought I'd be able to walk around the building. Wasn't able to walk around the building and ended up having to do a full tour of Castle Drogo as I followed signs for the car park. So basically, I got a free tour before I got back. It was quite a good fun, really.
Nice.
Took some photos, breathtaking views, took some photos on my phone, but I haven't worked out how to email things from my phone to here, so I can't upload them anywhere. So you just have to take my word for it. Then on the way up, I toyed with the idea of stopping in Cheddar Gorge, but didn't, because I was heading straight to South Wales, stopping off to see my friend Lizzie en route. So I stopped off at what I've always called Magor Services, but I found out the locals, the Welsh, call it Magor. Oh. Magor, not Magor. All the English call it Magor, and the Welsh call it Magor, like Major, but with a G. But it did, of course, mean that I went over the famous Severn Crossing, which is an absolutely brilliant bridge, and again, enjoyed that greatly. Did the gig that night, that was great fun. We went back to Lizzie's, got leathered. The next day, I drove via Windsor and Eton on the way to Bromley to pick up half a PA system that I left there 11 years ago with said Simon Houlihan, who is the man who played piano on the 100 Meters. And he lives in Eton, and we went to get Peter, and we walked across the bridge from Eton to Windsor, thus walking past, in order, Christopher Wren's house, Windsor Castle, and apparently, the highlight of the trip, the courthouse, used in Midsummer Murders.
Oh, wow.
Not quite as well known as the others, but the one that excited Simon and me.
Oh, okay.
The gig that night in Bromley was absolutely rubbish. And then I drove home and sulked about it, having had a brilliant week all round, and then a real letdown on Saturday night. So that's about that, really. That was my week. Have you done anything?
No. We got the flat. Been arguing with the estate agents about the state of it, but I think all's going to be well now. We've been to and from the flat, and we've met the maintenance guy there, and
I think everything that we've got wrong with the flat, he's going to sort out this week. So,
okay.
Lots of battling, but
that's
not
progress, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it is, it's good to be firm at the start of a tenancy, because it gives you a much stronger position at the end of it when it happens.
Exactly. And everything's in, on paper and written down, so they know what stage it was in. So, so that really is a bit boring, but needs to be done. So, so it's been a good week in that.
Yeah, and have you been out anywhere?
No. Well, not yet. We've got a bed. We went to
bed. That's something.
We've just been doing lots of logistics and stuff like that.
Right.
But we are definitely going to go out as soon as we can actually move into the flat.
Good.
Yeah.
So at some point, like limousine, you'll be going to a party. That's Limousine, Tony, from the latest album, Evil Love. And that is track 5 on it, Going to a Party. It's a brilliant album, as is their first album, Car Crash Casino, which I don't know if that is still available. But do check out the MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Limousine.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 3. And Limousine are playing this Saturday in West London with a band who I think are called The Snakes. I've mislaid the bit of paper. And I would love to go, but obviously I'm already doing at least 2 things that night. So, but at some point, I will see you, Limousine, because I want to very much. You are one of my favourite bands of this year. Well, one of my favourite bands of the last sort of 12 months. I
think nice.
Yeah, I do want to catch him at some point. You're now listening to the Planet Smashers underneath. This song's doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've only got 2 things to talk about here.
Okay.
They're happening on Friday and Saturday. Jenny gigs I'm doing this week. And then my gigs in Hitchin and Letchwood, both featuring famous Irish comic Michael Smiley, who is also a bit of a film star, an act formerly from Cornwall, who now resides in, I think, Surrey, who is called Paul Carenza, who is the guy who does the movie podcast that we mentioned a few months back.
Right.
Yeah. And we might interview each other. Actually, that's an idea. I'll get in touch with you. We might interview each other over the weekend about each other's podcast and do a little bit of cross-podcast referencing type of thing there. So they're both this week. Usual times and prices, really. Doors open for both at 7:30. Advanced tickets for the Letchworth show are available on 01462 670 788. Hitcham on who's first come first served. I will be going out after both of them on the Friday night. I'll probably end up in Bombora, which is my usual haunt up gig, and on the Saturday night I will almost certainly be going to the Coven with Steve, my mate Steve, who'll be coming along as well, which is really quite exciting, especially as the Bedford New Comedian of the Year heat in Luton. So the Luton heat and the Bedford heat. The Luton heat is going to take place on Thursday, April the 8th in Steve's pub, the Ashcroft Farm.
Oh, nice one.
So, it's all a bit of cross-promotion, help each other out, do a bit of a nice thing sort of thing. But there'll be more information about that in future weeks. Anyway, so honestly, Tony, that is about it, really, for me. Because that bit was so long and I want this bit to be a bit shorter. Seems a shame to have a link this short, but unless you've got anything to add, that's what's happening.
No, I think that's about it, really.
Are you going to send a song to Jeff Uggishus?
Yeah, I was thinking about that because he says he's been in touch, but I've not had one email from Mr. Uggishus.
You've got to bear in mind the man's an idiot.
Yeah, so Jeff, email me, so I've got your email address, and I'll send him something, obviously.
That's better.
But he's not been in touch. I think I might have seen a Podcast Alley comment somewhere once.
Right, so, why don't you just run through iTunes for us?
Okay, so we need your iTunes reviews. If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, and you'll be taken to our iTunes page on the music store, where you have to log in. And then you can review us. 5 stars only, please. We'll read them out. I'll read the US, Paul reads the UK. I think we're about due, probably, for some more review reading out. So if you get your reviews in over the next couple of weeks, then we'll try and catch up on them and read them out for you.
Seemed like a very, very good idea indeed. And we do really, I can't stress enough how important it is for just this show, not just ours, but for the bands that we play on this show, that we do get as many iTunes reviews as possible, because they do move us up the rankings and lead to us getting more listeners, so they are a great help, so we do appreciate it. So this was going to be the section, weren't Tony, when I was going to ask you to talk about the scheduling the internet stations, but yeah, of course you didn't do it, did you?
No, I didn't.
So instead I'd like a 1 minute grovelling apology and then we'll do the next song.
I'm so sorry. Dog ate my own work. I've got a bone in my leg. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel really bad. I just don't know. I mean, I've been arguing too much with estate agents and the car had a flat tyre and
kidding. Tony, you normally do a great job. You do a great job on the beds. Let's face it, you're allowed to be a letdown once a week in some capacity.
Yay.
Fortunately, last song this week is a second track from Voodoo Rhythm Records, my friend. And I'm very pleased about this. All the way from New Zealand, an act called Delaney Davidson, in his latest mystery, Self Decapitation. This is a very interesting album indeed. And actually, one of the songs on it is a song the Reverend Beatman wrote himself, that Delaney Davidson has covered on this album. But the song we're going to play this week is a traditional number, which means basically that the origins of the lyrics are unknown. But according to the sleeve notes in this beautifully put together album, by the way, so the way it's been done, it's absolutely brilliant. There's a description of each song and the reason behind the song, and then the lyrics of the song. Really, really well done, really nicely done. And do make sure you check out Delaney Davidson's MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Delaney Davidson.
No, myspace.com/Delaney F. Davidson, which means that it's another honorary draw. It's Tony for Paul B. Instead for. Do check out the page, do check out this album, and obviously check out Voodoo Rhythm Records, who are in our top friends as well, because they have a load of decent artists and a load of stuff that I like a lot. This is the track we're going to play this week. As I say, this is true punky style. This is going back to our punky roots. of just abject filth. And by the sound of it, and when he explains it, he said, I first heard of this song when I was about 10 or something, or about 12, one Christmas, when it came on the radio as we were all there, and nobody mentioned the fact that Jelly Roll Morton was just saying cocksucker in the background. This is really, really funny. Enjoy it. This is Dirty Dozen. Some abject filth to finish the show this week. It's like an old-fashioned cunt of the gang, really. That was Delaney Davidson. Do make sure that you check out his MySpace page, as I've already mentioned, is Delaney F. Davidson. Most of the bands on this week's show should be on our MySpace Top Friends. Do make sure that you check out our MySpace page and send us comments to let us know which bands you like, etc., etc., and anything else you want to do. Also, I do want your comedy suburbs and poetry corners. Send them to poorlyb@punkyradio.com, typing them either comedy suburbs or poetry corner. We also want you to vote for us at Podcast Alley. We want you to review us at iTunes. What else do we want? You want twats?
How do I want twats. So email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. A title email is a twat would be nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and your gig guides, of course.
Of course. We do. And what do we do with those?
So again, tony@punkyradio.com for any gigs. And if you're in a band and you want to promote a gig you're in, or if you just see interesting gigs in your area, it is an international gig guide, so just let me know of any gigs you want to be announced.
Thank you very much to Helen and Adrian for my lovely bottle of pastis, which I shall enjoy at some point this week. Not all of it in one go. I'm not a monster. Also, congratulations to Simon and Becca, who have given birth to a lovely, healthy little boy this week. Hopefully, I'll see some of you in either pitching or lecturing one of my gigs. More information on lastminutecomedy.com. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up-ood, up-ood.